We're happy in the Lord tonight. We're thankful for His goodness to us. My heart has been warmed, inspired, blessed, melted with this message that I'd like to share with you. It's a message about our Savior, Jesus, dying for us. Did you know that, dear ones? We have one who gave His life and shed His blood on our behalf. It puts us all in a wonderful place that we can be redeemed from sin and death because someone gave His life for us. Think about it. How much we owe to Him, our blessed Lord and Savior. Because He gave His life, He poured out His blood on our behalf. May the Lord help us. Isaiah 53 is a wonderful chapter to me. It's prophecy of Christ shedding His blood and giving His life for us. Prophet Isaiah prophesied. I want to read some of this. Who hath believed our report? First verse. And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. This is pointing toward Christ. This is the way Christ was treated. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, begotten through the womb of the Virgin Mary, and grown up to be a Redeemer, a Savior of mankind. This is what he's talking about. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. Think about it. Because we had sinned, because we had transgressed God's law and gone the downward way toward hell, he took upon him our griefs and our sorrows. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. They beat Jesus on the back. It is said that the Romans didn't stop at 39 stripes. They went on and beat until the victim couldn't stand up. Jesus submitted himself. That stripes and that beating was bad, but that was just a preliminary of the awful death on the cross. Oh, how we need to love and serve and follow him.
Praise the Lord.
All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. That's true of all of us. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He put the blame on Jesus, and Jesus bore the blame. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted. Yet he opened not his mouth. He didn't try to save himself. He didn't try to stand up for himself. He said some things, yes, in his trial, but they were proofs of truth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter. And as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. I have heard, I never saw this, because I wasn't raised in raising sheep. But I have heard those that did that, they said when you brought a lamb to butcher him, he would just lay down for you. He wouldn't try to get away. That's a lamb, the way a sheep is. That's the way Jesus was. He knew he came into the world. He knew that he was come to give his life. I believe he knew that. I don't know. I believe from the start, he knew that he was the Son of God. And he knew, as he started his ministry, he knew what the outcome. He told his disciples several times what was going to happen. They didn't want to believe it. They didn't want to think it was true. But he told them what was going to happen. They was going to take him out and put him on the cross and kill him. But he said he would rise again. There's sorrow and there's joy in this. I'm happy to be here with you tonight. I'm glad. I've been so inspired with this message all day. It's just been on my heart. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare a generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. He was cut off out of the land of the living. Denied privilege of life. He hadn't even done anything wrong. But the rulers and the ungodly, wicked men who ruled Israel were jealous of him and hated him. And that's why they wanted to kill him. It's awful to think about what he went through. He made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed and shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. God looked on that travail that Jesus went through with suffering, and that satisfied him as an atonement for the sins of humanity. He shall bear their iniquities. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great. He shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he has poured out his soul unto death. He was numbered with the transgressors. He bare the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. Oh, dear ones, we are dealing with a wonderful, loving Savior. I'm glad that this story of Jesus' death touched my heart as a young boy. It did. I remember my Sunday school teacher, Sister Ozell Wyatt. Some of you might remember her. I doubt if very many of you do. But she was my Sunday school teacher. And she would tell us the story of Jesus and she would weep.
Thank the Lord.
It touched my heart about Jesus. And I'm glad I grew up with a godly mother and in a godly congregation.
Yes.
And finally, at the age of not quite 18, I surrendered everything to the Lord Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
I gave up my plans. I gave up everything and gave my heart to live for God and Jesus. Jesus has been my friend for 57 years. I would like to encourage all you young people. Give your heart to the Lord when you're young. Live for Jesus in your life. He'll be your greatest friend you'll ever have. There's no one who'll be like Jesus. I want to go now to Romans chapter 5 and read a few verses. And then I want to go to my main text. Oh, thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for what you did. Thank you for going all the way to Calvary. In Romans 5 and 8, God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He died for you. He died for me. Gave his life so that you could be saved and have a hope of eternal life in heaven. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we should be saved from wrath through him. He's going to save us not only from death and sin, but from the wrath of God. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also join God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. That's awful. It's wonderful. But now I want to bring the main text. This scripture in Philippians chapter 2, starting at verse 5, has meant so much to me through the years of my life. It is somehow, it just goes all through me. It just so well expressed. So I want to read it and I want to think about it. And I pray the Lord will help each one of us, young and old, to be thankful that we have a Savior like Jesus and what he did for us. And we need to give our heart and life to him. We owe everything. I pray the Lord will help us. This is the Apostle Paul. Oh, the whole chapter is good, but I want to start at the 5th verse. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Now, what the really rendering in the Greek of this text is says, who, being in the form of God, counted not equality with God to be held on to. That's what he's talking about. He was in the form of God. Jesus, did you realize that Jesus in spirit was back before the world was created? He was back there in the beginning. He was with God in the beginning. The Bible brings this out. Being in the form of God, did not count equality with God to be held on to, but he emptied himself. Now that's what the Greek text used, the words. He emptied himself. This here says, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. He emptied himself. Didn't count himself worthy to escape death and to live, but to give his life. Made himself of no reputation, emptied himself, and took upon him the form of a servant. Come down to human level and to be like a servant. Instead of King of Kings and Lord of Lords, he humbled down to be a servant, to give himself for us. Jesus loved you. I remember the song we used to sing as a little boy. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Jesus loved me, he who died, heaven's gates to open wide. He will come and wash away our sin, let his little child come in. Oh, may the Lord help.
Jesus, I love you.
Took upon him the form of a servant, was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself. He was a man. He was God in the flesh. Amen. You believe that?
Yes.
You believe Jesus was the Son of God?
Yes.
He died for us, but he was born of a woman that wasn't married. Mary. The angel told her that she would be the mother of the Savior. And she said, well, how can this be? I'm not a man. She wasn't married. Said, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. And the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, that holy thing will be born of thee should be called the Son of God. Oh, what a wonderful story. I've been enjoying and meditating and thinking about Mary, the mother of Jesus, how she bore a little baby. Laid him in a manger. There was no room for them in the inn. Wasn't that something she went through? It was hard. You know it was hard. No nice crib or a bed to put him in. Laid him in a manger on the hay. But there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flocks by night. And the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of God shone round about them, and the angel said, and they were so afraid, whoa, what is this? Fear not. For today is born in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign unto you. You'll find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host. Wouldn't you like to have heard that? Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. God has goodwill. And that's why he sent Jesus into the world to give his life for us. Became obedient unto death. He humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Did you ever study that up and see what kind of a death that was, as the awfulest death there would be that you could ever suffer? Just think, to be nailed, strung up, already his back lacerated with the whip and bleeding problem, and the crown of thorns bashed down on his head. And then they took him out, laid him down on that cross, nailed those nails in his hands. Wherever it was, it went through the nails, and then they strung him up, and there he hung for several hours, bleeding from the hands, bleeding from the feet, bleeding from his back, bleeding. It is said in, I believe it is John, we're not going to try to read it all, but it's something to think about. His blood came out as like water. That means he bled to death. He bled till there wasn't any more blood in there. Oh, dear ones, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death. He was willing to die. Peter, one of his disciples, took a sword and was trying to defend him. Cut a man's ear off as he's trying to defend Jesus. Jesus says, Peter, put up your sword. All they that take the sword will perish with the sword. He said, don't you know I could pray to my Father and he presently would send 12 legions of angels? But he said, how shall the scriptures be fulfilled? He knew he was prophesied to bear this awful death. He humbled himself and became obedient unto death, the death of the cross. They finally got him out on the outside of the city of Jerusalem. to the mountain of Calvary, and there they hung him on the cross. There were people watching him. There were people, the soldiers, mocking at him. If you are the Son of God, save yourself. There were two men that were hanging there. Luke tells mostly about it. There were two men hanging there and other crosses with him. Three men on crosses. Jesus and two other men. And one of them, he mocked at Jesus and says, "If you're the Son of God, why don't you save yourself and us?" But the other thief says, "Why do you want to talk like that? This man has not done anything wrong. We're guilty. We've done wrong. But this man has not done anything wrong." And then I can just see him, if he could turn his head a little. "O thou Son of God, would you please..." Oh, I'm not getting that right. I want to read that. Luke 20. One. Oh, may the Lord help us. That's, it's 23, that's where it is. "One of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, 'If thou be the Christ, save thyself and us.' But the other, answering, rebuked him, saying, 'Dost thou not fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? We indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing amiss.' And he said unto Jesus, 'Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom.'" He believed that Jesus was the Son of God. He believed he was the true Savior. That's why he asked this. "Remember me when you come to your kingdom." And Jesus said unto him, "Verily I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise." Don't you know that was wonderful? Jesus was dying for him. He died for you and for me. Being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Oh, there's another scripture that comes to my mind in Hebrews. Hebrews, let me get that. Oh, that is so brought out. I love the precious Word of God. I've studied it through the years. It has fed my soul so much through the years. Oh, let's see here. Oh, no, that might be. Oh, yes. Hebrews 5. "So also," and 5 and 5, "also glorified, Christ glorified not himself to be made a high priest, but he that said unto him, 'Thou art my son, today have I begotten thee.'" That's Psalm 2. That's prophecy of him. "As he saith in another place, 'Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek.'" That's Psalms 110, where that was spoken, a prophecy of him. Now listen. "Who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared." And heard because of his submission to the will of God. See, he was subject to what God wanted him to do. "Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation to all them that obey him, made called of God a high priest after the order of Melchizedek." He was the high priest of the New Testament age to save you and me. He gave it with his blood. He shed His blood for us. Wherefore, and being found in fashion as a man, He humbled Himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. That's an awful die, an awful way to die. But He died. And they took Him down from the cross, and they put Him in a borrowed tomb. And they brought some spices and anointed His body. So the old high priest and all, they told Pilate, said, you better go put a watch on Him so that some of His disciples will come along and steal His body and tell everybody that He's alive again. And so Pilate let him put a guard on the tomb there amongst several soldiers. I don't know how many. Being found in fashion as a man, He humbled Himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Now, why did He do that? He did that to save you and me from eternal damnation, so we can be saved and may have a home in heaven. I love my Lord Jesus. I was looking in the song book tonight of one of my favorite songs. They're all favorite to me. But the one, 163, it says there, a London hymn book, but the real author of that was a young teenage boy. He had just gotten saved. His name was William Featherstone. He had just gotten saved, and he wrote that poem, My Jesus, I Love Thee. I know Thou art mine. For Thee all the pleasures of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior art Thou. If ever I love Thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. You love Jesus? Are you trying to follow Him? Do you pray to Him every day? Do you worship Him? Do you try to follow His example of humility and obedience to God? The name of Jesus. He became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Now let's go to the next verse. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted Him and given Him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, things in heaven, things in earth, things under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Isn't that wonderful? Wonderful Jesus. He gave His life for you and for me. Live for Him, boys and girls, young people, old people, everybody. Live for Jesus. He lives on high. He come out of that tomb on the Lord's day, the third day. He come out of that tomb alive forevermore. He would disappear and appear. He revealed Himself. People saw Him. 40 days He was with His disciples. They saw the nail prints in His hand. He told them what He wanted them to do. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Then as they were there on the Mount of Olives, out there, I believe it was, out from Jerusalem, talking to them, He just started going up. And they watched Him till He went out of sight. He went to the right hand of God. That's where He is today. He's interceding for you and for me. He gave His life to make us whole, to save us from sin, to save us from death, to save us from hell, to save us for eternal life. You love Jesus? Live for Him. Do His will. Serve Him. I have lived for Him these many years. He has been so real to my heart and life. Oh, I love Him. I love Jesus. God bless you. Remember, He gave His life for you. He shed His blood for you. You owe everything to Him. Give your heart to Him and follow Him no matter what happens. Even if they take you out and kill you. There's been a lot of people that's died, suffered death for Him since then. Down through the ages. What will it be when we all are gathered up there in that final day to be with Him forever? Won't that be wonderful? I'm living for that. God bless you. It's my prayer.